Probably we would not call that first reading the most positive, optimistic reading in the Bible. But it's asking a very important question. And the question is, what's it all about? What's the meaning? What's the purpose of life? And the answer that the book of Ecclesiastes gives is not a very hopeful answer. It was written about 300 years before the time of Christ. It was written at a time when the Jewish community had not yet really come to a conviction that there is life beyond the grave. And so the author of that letter is trying to ask himself, what is the value, what is the meaning of all the things that we do? Because it all ends in death. And in his understanding, ends in nothingness. If we go to the gospel reading, Jesus has a much more hopeful, much more positive answer to that question. And he answers that what we must be doing in life is trying to grow rich in the things that matter to God. He is very clear that the meaning of life is not what we possess. Because like in the first reading, those things that we possess, they will go away. Or they will pass on to someone else. They do not give value. They do not give purpose to our lives. But Jesus is absolutely convinced that there is something that gives meaning and purpose to our existence. And that is where we must focus our attention. That is where we must put our energy. If we go to the second reading, the reading from St. Paul to the Colossians, he helps us round out an answer to that question. He too tells us in another way that those material things, those external things, we must, in a sense, die to them. Because we have been reborn into Christ Jesus. We have become members of Christ. And now the thing that gives purpose and meaning and value to our lives is not what we possess. It is not the praise that we receive from others. It is not our status in the community. The purpose and value of our lives is our oneness with Christ Jesus, our Savior. And so when Paul says that we must die with Christ, he is saying to us that we must die to that point of view that says our value and our worth is outside of us. Our value and our worth is not, Paul would tell us, in material things, in external things, but it is in that relationship with Christ Jesus. Paul speaks to us about the deep conviction that Christ Jesus has risen And that we who have been reborn into Christ Jesus through the waters of baptism, we can rise also with him. That's not an easy thing for us to hang on to. Because we live in a world that constantly tries to tell us in one way or another that we will find our happiness and we will find our meaning in the wealth that we can gather around us. And yet we know, if we think about it, that the world is lying to us. Take, for instance, Michael Jackson, or Tiger Woods. Both of them could have almost whatever money could buy. And yet we see signs in their lives that it did not buy them happiness. They were looking elsewhere. And it's a truism of our lives that if we want happiness, if we want fulfillment, if we want meaning, we have to look beyond the material. We look beyond to what has happened to us through our rebirth into Christ Jesus, that we have become one with him, and that if we can die with him to the things of this world, we can rise with him to a new life, and that life will last forever. The purpose then of our lives here is, as Jesus tells us, to grow rich in the things that matter to God. Or to put it another way, it is to grow in unity with Christ Jesus our Savior. That is why we pray. That is why we gather for Eucharist. That is what our lives are really all about. I had an incident yesterday that called something to my attention. I won't speak about the incident so much because it was pretty fresh and somebody may recognize it. But what struck me was a 6-year-old boy who knew nothing about prayer. And when I checked, prayer did not happen in the home. As parents, sometimes great sacrifices are made so that children can succeed in this world, that they can get good jobs, have good careers, that they can make good money. And yet, if that is where it ends, parenting has failed. Because those things will not bring meaning and value and purpose to life. The role of parents is to teach people, to teach their children what really matters in life, what will bring them fulfillment and happiness in life, and that is oneness with Christ Jesus our Savior. That is growing in a life that will never end. If we have taught children that, we have taught them what really matters.